In this bulletin, senior government ministers dismiss leadership speculation as white noise. The federal government says 1 million premises are to benefit from new technology under the NBN rollout. And Australian racewalking athlete Dane Bird-Smith revels in his gold medal win at the Commonwealth Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Treasurer Scott Morrison has dismissed as white noise the attention placed on the news poll results due out tomorrow. The poll is expected to show the coalition trailing Labor for the 30th consecutive time, the same benchmark Mr Turnbull used to justify his challenge to then Prime Minister Tony Abbott in 2015. Mr Morrison says the coalition is focusing on what really matters.
People are focused on how much they're paying for electricity, for their jobs, for their NBN connection. They're focused on how they're looking into the future and what's that going to mean for their families. And others are focused in Canberra in a bubble on this issue.
Meanwhile, Tony Abbott insists he's not about to challenge Malcolm Turnbull for the Prime Ministership, saying the last thing he wants is instability in the government.
The important thing is for us to be the best possible government. That's the important thing, and that's what I want. That's what the Australian people want.
More than 1,000 homes and businesses in North Melbourne and South Sydney will be the first to benefit from new technology under the NBN rollout that will deliver faster broadband speeds. NBN Co is providing a limited release of its fibre-to-the-curb technology that will connect to a telecom pit near a driveway outside a home or business, rather than a junction box down the street. Communications Minister Mitch Fifield says the setup can deliver the same 100 megabytes per second speeds as fibre to the premise, as advocated by Labor, but at a lower cost and in less time.
The best estimate is it'll be about a million premises nationwide who'll benefit from this technology, but that could change at the margins. The mandate to NBN is that they use the technology that makes sense in a given area to roll out the NBN at lowest cost and as fast as possible. This is further evidence of that.
Victorian hospitals will be given an extra $50 million to help manage the expected influx of patients with flu this winter, following last year's horror season. The state experienced one of the worst on record last year, with more than 48,000 cases and several deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says $3.5 million will also be set aside in the budget to provide free flu shots for children aged between 6 months and 5 years from next month. The US State Department says reports of mass casualties from an alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria are horrifying and would demand an international response if confirmed. A Syrian rebel group accused government forces of dropping a barrel bomb containing poisonous chemicals on civilians in eastern Ghouta, and a medical relief organisation says 35 people have been killed in chemical attacks in the area. Syrian state media denied government forces had launched any chemical attack and accused rebels in the eastern Ghouta town of Douma of spreading false news. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán is seeking to win a third consecutive term in office in the country's elections later today. Opinion polls show Mr. Orbán's party is set to emerge as the strongest single party, but it could lose its two-thirds so-called supermajority in the 199-seat assembly. Mr. Orbán's campaign is focused on warnings about mass immigration by Muslims and Africans. Fears over immigration are entrenched in Hungary after about 400,000 refugees and migrants passed through the EU member country in 2015, prompting Mr. Orbán to erect a border fence that is popular with voters. And now to sport. Australian racewalking athlete Dane Bird-Smith has claimed gold in the men's 20 kilometres racewalk at the Commonwealth Games. The 25-year-old crossed the finishing line 4 seconds ahead of England's Tom Bosworth, setting a Games record time of 1 hour, 19 minutes and 34 seconds. Australia still leads the medal tally on 23 gold medals, followed by England and then India. And in football, the Matildas are expecting more stifling tactics after being held to a scoreless draw in their Asian Cup opener against South Korea. Australia dominated possession but couldn't break through the home side's well-drilled defence. The Matildas must finish top five to secure a spot at next year's Women's World Cup in France. Matildas midfielder Tamika Butt says the team will have to step up its performance. Looking at tomorrow's weather, in Perth, possible shower developing 24, Adelaide sunny 33, Melbourne morning clouds sunny afternoon 23, Hobart morning shower or 2 17, Canberra sunny 30, Wollongong sunny 29, Sydney and Newcastle sunny 30, Brisbane mostly sunny 29, Cairns shower or 2 31, and Darwin possible shower or storm 33. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay up to date with SBS News online and on social.